Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second, the second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Les Bell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bill Dunlap. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Smith. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second, the left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third, the third baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Walker. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Walker. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Richborg reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and has Richborg trapped. There's the throw to Farrell and over to Cohen, who tags Richborg for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rausch moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Dunlap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Rausch moves to third. Leach moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunlap moves to second. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Rausch takes first base on ball four. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into center field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Rausch goes all the way around to score. Leach moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Leach scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg throws the ball into Moranville, who tags Jackson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Farrell scores. It's 3-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rausch, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dunlap hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hagen hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hagen moves to second. Bill Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Leach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Richborg scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home to get Farrell. Terry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunlap. Hagen reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. Ott scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Hagen scores. It's 7-3, Giants. Bill Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rausch hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dunlap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunlap moves to second. Bill Cronin pinch hits for Al Sparrer. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dunlap moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Cooney pinch hits for Bob Smith. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dunlap scores. It's 7-4, Giants. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cronin now catching. Art Delaney now pitching. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Dunlap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Dunlap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Bell reaches second base with a double. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Delaney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Cronin and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hagen hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dunlap hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Art Delaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delaney hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohen moves to second. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Cohen moves to third. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire misplays the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Cohen scores. Roush moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8 to 4, Giants. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Roush moves to third. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Dunlap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Richborg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McGuire hits a fly ball towards right. Ott catches it and throws to first to double up Richborg. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.